The U.S. presidential election is big news everywhere. General Powell's endorsement is the number two story right now online at Al Jazeera. And for a sense of how others follow events here, we're speaking with the Arabic News Channel's Washington bureau chief, Abderrahim Fukara. Abderrahim, welcome to Day to Day.
Great to be with you, Alex.
How closely are people in the Middle East following the election here?
Very closely indeed. This is something that we started covering way back in January with the first primary. We've provided extensive coverage of every single primary and then extensive coverage through the two conventions. And now we're gearing up with everything we have for the 4th of November. The interest is absolutely tremendous.
You had one of those skyboxes at the conventions, a little Al Jazeera news booth up there, and you were 3 or 4 hours a day of live coverage?
That's absolutely correct. We basically tried to come at it from every possible angle, both in terms of the event itself, but also in terms of explaining to our viewers that part of the American political system, because the general idea in this whole coverage that we've been provided over months and months is to cover not just the event itself, but to actually explain the American political system and how it works or sometimes doesn't work.
You've been a reporter for the BBC and for public radio in this country. So aside from explaining democracy, which is in itself pretty big, how is your reporting on Al Jazeera different than what you've done earlier?
Well, the audience, obviously, we assume that the audience doesn't know a lot about how the U.S. political system works. We assume that the audience doesn't particularly know how to relate the U.S. political system to the various political systems that we have in the region. In the Middle East, there's obviously a lot of interest in Barack Obama. Barack Obama as the first African-American running for office here in the United States. People who follow our coverage, they probably know by now that in terms of the major policies, U.S. policies that affect the Middle East, they're not going to see a fundamental difference between Barack Obama or John McCain. But there's still tremendous enthusiasm for Barack Obama, and the assumption is in the region that he may not necessarily be able to change the politics or the policy, if you will, but he will bring with him a certain shift in the dynamics of the debate here in the United States about the Middle East, about Middle Eastern issues, about U.S. foreign policy in that part of the world.
Do you think that they get what's going on in the U.S.? Do you hear back from them?
We do. We get a lot of feedback, and some of the feedback is basically inquisitive about things that we said or about particular aspects of the U.S. political system that people in the region do not necessarily understand. And some of it is very emotional when it comes to the negative aspect of the campaign, for example, between John McCain and Barack Obama. You hear a lot of people in the Middle East saying, well, look, this just confirms our suspicions that the U.S. political system is basically dominated by people like John McCain, who in their eyes continues, despite him saying that he's a maverick, to represent basically white power in the United States. Barack Obama, according to people, a lot of people in the Middle East, is the underdog.
You must be reporting the polling data that you read, that everyone in the news media reads, but you're saying people in the Middle East, people your followers, people who listen to you, still think that Senator Obama is behind in the race?
They may not necessarily think that he's behind in the race, but when he comes under attack, there is a part of the audience in the Middle East that still cannot believe that Barack Obama is a genuine force in the U.S. political system and that he is in with a real chance to become president. A lot of people in the Middle East still think that this is basically nothing but an attempt to obfuscate, if you will, and deceive. And to that extent, they do not necessarily pay a lot of attention to the polling data. But large chunks of the audience, especially those who follow it vigorously and on a day-to-day basis, I think they find it absolutely fascinating that Barack Obama is not only ahead in the polls, but that he may actually become President of the United States.
Abderrahim Fukara, he's Washington Bureau Chief for Al Jazeera Arabic. Abderrahim, thank you.
Good to be with you, Alex.